KJAN Sports.
Time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, checking sports this morning, Atlantic native Tiffany Williams recently completed her college basketball career at Emmaus Bible College in Dubuque and received many honors in the process. The Eagles finished the season with an 18-10 record and bowed out of the National Christian College Athletic Association Division II tournament with a couple of close losses. Williams said it was a team that had a lot of fun playing and spending time with each other.
Team this year, it was really fun team for one. Kind of young, just a couple of us seniors, and still a lot of experience from last year, and so that helped a lot. There's a new coach, so we were all trying to learn things together and figure things out kind of the whole season as that went. I would say the first part was a little bit rough, playing some bigger schools and learning how to just play with each other. But as the season went on, it became a lot more natural, flowed a lot more, and we just had a great time, honestly.
Williams was honored as the NCCAA North Region MVP for the second straight year and was named an NCCAA Division I First Team All-American this season. Pretty impressive honors, considering Williams wasn't sure she was even going to compete in sports in her college career.
Well, I wasn't planning on doing sports in college initially, just because all that I had heard of college sports was it's your full-time job. And I don't enjoy sports quite that much. I just love playing it, just honestly, for fun. The program at Emmaus, really, they do focus a lot more on the academics, so they don't put quite as much stress on the sports side of it. It's still very important, and there's a lot of commitment that goes into it, but Coach really understood how to a good balanced approach with sports and our schoolwork.
Williams led the Eagles this season with nearly 18.5 points, 13 rebounds, 4.5 assists, 4.5 steals, and nearly one block per game. She shot 54% from the field and was a 72% foul shooter. Williams said her coaches really helped her grow as a player throughout her career.
If I didn't have the team and the coaches that I had, I would not be there for sure. Both my coaches, I coached for 3 years, Coach Graw and Coach Heather, this year really knew how to develop the skills that I had and really pushed me in the area of commitment and putting the time in off season, which was super important, which I definitely would not have improved to the point where I did by this year if it hadn't been for them really pushing me to go in the off season.
Williams also received the NCCAA Scholar Athlete Award and is finishing up her intercultural studies program. She was planning on an internship in Spain this summer, but that's now up in the air during the coronavirus pandemic. Tiffany finished this season ranked in the top 10 of 6 different statistical categories in the NCCAA. She finishes her career having played 111 games for the Eagles, scoring 1,659 career points. A former Iowa State guard, Terrence Lewis, has made a new commitment. He'll be heading to South Alabama. Lewis, a 6'6" transfer, averaged 6 points and 2 rebounds a game, playing 23 games for the Cyclones this last season. In his career, he played in 71 games in 3 seasons, averaging just 4.5 points and just over 11 minutes per game. Coming out of high school in Milwaukee, Lewis was a 4-star recruit in the 2017 class. Kentucky forward Nick Richards will enter the NBA draft and forego his final season of collegiate eligibility by signing with an agency. He's coming off a breakout season in which he was named a first-team All-Southeastern Conference selection by the Associated Press and the league coaches. His per-game scoring average increased 10 points this season to 14, while starting 30 of 31 contests to help the Wildcats earn the SEC regular season title. Florida will have its top scorer back next season. Forward Keontae Johnson announced on social media Tuesday that he plans to return for his junior year with the Gators, a huge boost for Coach Mike White's program. Johnson averaged 14 points a game to lead the team in scoring and was second in rebounding. Iowa State women's basketball coach Bill Fennelly has become familiar with modern technology during the COVID-19 pandemic. Like other coaches, Fennelly has been using the internet to keep in touch with his players who are taking classes online.
I didn't know there was Zoom, GoToMeeting, WebEx, Google Hangout, you know, all those kinds of things that we've tried to do. It's the only way we can see them face to face. And obviously you're always texting and emailing and calling, but right now that's the best we can do.
Fennelly says he needed some help to get up to speed.
It's embarrassing because it really isn't that hard. I just get real frustrated, and I'm not, I don't live in that world. Just to get to see their faces, I'm willing to learn anything I have to learn just so I get to see them and interact with them a little bit more than just calling and texting.
Fennelly says he wants everyone to prepare for an eventual return to campus.
You know, I keep telling them, you're not on vacation. This is not what this is. And, you know, so we have to keep them on task so that when we do get back, we're ready to go. You know, that's the thing, too, is you don't know when that's going to come. So we just got to be ready for whatever's in front of us. And the more we prepare now, hopefully the better we'll be whenever they say it's okay to open up the gym again.
In other sports news, Iowa picked up another commitment for the 2021 class, their ninth commitment coming on Tuesday. It was three-star cornerback Jordan Oladukun of Tampa, Florida, who announced his commitment. He chose Iowa over other finalists like Cincinnati, Georgia Tech, Maryland, Penn State, Pittsburgh, and Virginia Tech. Oladukun is a 5'11", 185-pounder, the 61st-ranked cornerback in his class, according to the 24/7 Sports composite listings. ESPN is asking some of its on-air personalities to take a 15% pay cut over the next 3 months because of the coronavirus pandemic. The request applies to about 100 ESPN commentators. The voluntary pay cuts would apply to ESPN's highest-paid broadcasters. They're designed to help deter further immediate furloughs that would affect network employees who might be more financially vulnerable. Well, the Senior British Open has been postponed amid the coronavirus outbreak, but organizers are still hoping that the last senior major of the year could be played in 2020. The event, due to take place at Sunningdale from July 23rd through the 26th, is the fourth of the five senior majors to close its scheduled place on the calendar because of the pandemic. The NHL will remain on pause through at least the end of the month. The league Tuesday announced it was extending its self-quarantine recommendation for players, coaches, and staff through April 30th. That announcement marks the third time the NHL has pushed back its timetable. Major League Baseball is moving its annual celebration of Jackie Robinson online because of the delay in the season caused by the coronavirus. The Jackie Robinson Foundation is launching a virtual learning hub to coincide with Wednesday's 73rd anniversary of Robinson breaking the Major League color barrier. The Chicago Cubs are putting Wrigley Field to use as a food distribution hub to help support COVID-19 relief efforts. The Cubs said they'll use the famed ballpark's concourse as a food packing and distribution center starting this week while working with Lakeview Pantry. And in racing news, Kyle Larson has been fired by Chip Ganassi Racing a day after nearly every one of his sponsors dropped the star driver for using a racial slur during a live stream of a virtual race. Larson was in his seventh Cup season with Ganassi and had been prepping to test free agency for the first time. Just weeks ago, the 27-year-old was considered the top free agent in NASCAR. Now he's out of a job in what could ultimately be an eight-figure blunder. He was suspended without pay by Ganassi early Monday and then suspended indefinitely by NASCAR, and Larson, who is half Japanese, was ordered to complete a sensitivity training. But his entire program fell apart as primary sponsors McDonald's and Credit One Bank pulled their funding from Larson. Chevrolet suspended its relationship with him, and all but one commercial partner denounced Larson's comment, and they indicated that they also were ending their relationship. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.